Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Rachel Moore calling in from Miami, Florida. Super blessed to be on the line with each and every one of you this morning. We have an amazing, very, very exciting show. I just want to let you know, especially if you're a guest listening in for the first time, that this is NABWIC Talks. NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction. We are the voice of Black Women in Construction, and we welcome you to our show this morning. We invite you to go by our website, www.nabwic.org. Again, that's www.nabwic.org. There, you will learn more about our organization and what we're up to. You will have the opportunity to join our email list, so that you can get notifications and information about what's going on with our show, but also what's going on in the industry. You also have the opportunity to join the organization, be a part of our national expansion, and help grow the organization. Now, this morning, we also want you to know that you can jump on another line or send out a text or post and repost on Facebook, maybe send out a tweet, but get the word out about what we're doing and about the show. Every single show, every Wednesday morning, is archived. So if for any reason you need to leave the show, you can always come back and listen. Or if you think it's an exciting show, you can spread the word by sending out the link or inviting people to the Blog Talk page where they can listen to the archived show. If you haven't heard some of our past shows, you can always get on sometime in the future. Go to www.blogtalkradio.com and search for NABWIC, and you'll be able to listen to any of our past shows with any of our past very, very amazing guests. So this morning, we want to bring on another guest from the industry. Again, this is NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction. We are the voice of Black Women in Construction, and each week we have another very successful woman in construction or in a related field on to share her story, her life, her business, her journey. And this morning we are speaking with the amazing Miss Toni Roy. So I'd like to welcome her to the line. Good morning, Toni.
Good morning, and thank you for the invitation to share some exciting information with your audience.
Awesome. You know, we are so glad to have you on, Toni. We've been planning to have you on in the past. Things have come up. It hasn't come together, but we are so glad to have you on this morning. I got a couple of texts saying that there were a couple of people looking forward to the show. I'm getting the word out on Facebook. Maybe you're also spreading the word, but we'll definitely post the show again afterward, so people can come back and listen if they're unable to listen at this time. One of the things I want to say really quick to our callers, at the end of the show, you will definitely have an opportunity to join the conversation. You can just dial 714-459-3918 and press 1. So if you're listening from your browser and you decide you want to call in with a question or a comment and you want to join the conversation, you can just dial that number and we will give that number again before the end of the show. So I want to jump right into a conversation with you, Toni. Just tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from, and what you're doing. Tell us about the beginning of your journey, and we're going to get to how you ended up in the construction industry.
Good morning again to you and your audience, and again, thank you to the NABWIC organization for extending this invitation to be able to share some great things that are happening in the Washington community and also nationally. Again, my name is Toni Roy. I've been a friend and a supporter of the NABWIC founder, Ann McNeil, and many of his founding members. So again, I applaud you for, you know, really charging ahead to achieve your mission, to work your mission to achieve goals. I'm coming to you this morning to share two key items from the Washington, D.C. area community. One, NABWIC is intricately involved with really developing rising leaders or students they can help develop into leaders or career workers in the transportation and construction industry. So I applaud you there. NABWIC again, consisting of members across the country in throughout the construction industry, has partnered with a D.C., Washington, D.C. public high school, Cardozo High School, which houses the Trans Tech Academy. It's an academy for senior high school students in transportation and technology, or to build their interests to pursue those careers or even study that curriculum in college. This is the third year that NABWIC, along with other industry leaders such as Lockheed Martin, GE, General Electric, Northrop Grumman, and many will participate in an industry day. And that day is May 10th in Washington, D.C. And we invite industry leaders in transportation and technology, or even STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math, to come out and be a part of the classroom. Bring your expertise inside the classroom so students can see role models, interact with role models, talk with role models to build their interest. And I'll just give you a quick example of how a role model can impact somebody's life. McKissick and McKissick, who is recognized as the architect project manager for the Martin Luther King Memorial here in Washington, D.C., is intricately involved with TransTech. One of their vice presidents chairs the Partners Consortium for the TransTech Academy Partners. Well, through Shadow Day, a student went and spent time at McKissick and McKissick in Washington, D.C., in their work facility, and they were working on bridges as architects. That student became so interested in bridges and how they were built and the math of it and the science of it. That student now is a graduate of TransTech and studying building bridges at the university that he's attending that he got over. He got a full ride scholarship. But again, that student now, his interest is bridges. So just showing you exposure to role models and also in the workplace or the role models in the classroom can make a difference and students can be exposed. Most students think that transportation is a taxi cab driver, bus driver, or whatever. You'd be surprised how many urban students have never yet had an airplane ride or rode on trains or even rode on the local metro in their city or been involved with construction and know how things are really built. And students are home building things all the time. So Industry Day, May 10th, we really would like people to join us, NABWIC, Lockheed Martin, and others at Cardozo High School to expose, interact, and talk with students in the classroom to at least help build their vision and hopes to be a part of transportation, technology, and construction. Over 85% of the students in TransTech Academy go on to college or prepare to do an entry-level job in the workforce. Also, Cardozo High School has a construction academy. So linking those academies together, the Transportation Technology and Construction Design Academy, it will be a fun, full day for professionals in the industry to come and to participate, interact, and chat with these students inside the classroom. So please, if you're interested in being, if you're in the Washington, D.C. area, or if you know friends in the Washington, D.C. area, please have them go to the NABWIC website, click on Register Today for the Industry Day, and come be a role model in the classroom.
Wow, thank you, Tony. And, you know, you're so right. Coming out of the education industry, I definitely understand that students, a lot of times, can only choose from the field when they begin to set their goals or desire what they want to be when they grow up. They're choosing from the fields that they've heard of, what their parents do, what their aunts and uncles or their family or the people in their neighborhood, the things that they're exposed to, that's all they really have in their frame of reference. And so people coming out, I mean, I know everything that I've learned in the construction industry, I've learned in my adult life by meeting the women of NABWIC and meeting some and having work done in my home or doing things like that. And so we all are very aware as we look at attracting women into the industry and attracting young people into the industry so they understand the potential of this industry. Maybe it's a great fit for them, but they don't get to decide that unless they're exposed to it. They get to be around it a little bit. And so I'm definitely excited about Industry Day and all that it I know that it's had some successful years in the past. And so, of course, everyone on the line, we're definitely seeking for you to reach out, get to Industry Day, and share your business, your concept, what you do, and make sure that our students are exposed to the potential of the industry. Tony, if you can give us a little enlightenment on your where you sit in the construction industry, what your specialty is now. You are in the transportation.
My role in the construction and transportation industry is to, one, I've gained a great appreciation and understanding that they're lucrative industries.
Mm-hmm.
And one is to make sure that students that are graduate, that are in high school, that's where we can, you know, we want to just work with them, is to bring together collaborative partnerships. What I do is I bring together collaborative partnerships of professionals that have an opportunity to team, because I'm aware of quite a few projects or contracts that they can seek opportunities to collaborate to go after a contract or an opportunity to increase revenue streams or develop additional multiple revenue streams in transportation, technology, as well as construction.
Okay.
A lot of times, as minority or small business owners, it's the capacity of the organization and also relationships and access to the right contacts to get the access to the opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
So with me doing strategic partnerships, and that's what my specialty is, strategic partnerships among corporate America, and providing access to the right relationships or right contacts to build relationships, just so that small businesses can, that when they're collaborating, can tell their story,
mm-hmm.
share their story with a Fortune 500 corporation who wants to increase their spending dollars with small businesses or minority-owned businesses. Most times people have the skill, the trade in their business, but they lack or they have minimal access to the key contact who's able to actually influence or give a contract.
Mm. Incredible. And so people getting into the industry or thinking about getting into the industry, when they have a small firm, just knowing that there are people like you that help them make the connections, help bridge the gap between some of the larger firms and their organizations to help them know and understand the different opportunities that are out there and maybe give that kind of guidance. And maybe people that are looking into coming into the industry need to be aware that there are people that kind of help their firms grow. You know, small firms and all these collaborations are a big, big deal in the industry, and being able to use each other for credibility, it really, really does matter. And that's one of the main things that NABWIC looks to do, build the relationships, use each other's contacts, you know, develop the kind of trust and to help each other grow. You know, what I'm wondering, Tony, is if there were a student that was listening in, one of the things I heard you say was that the industry was very lucrative, and I know that the industry has so many components, and I didn't know that, and maybe there are many students that don't. If there were students listening right now to our show, what are some of the things that you would tell them that you think is important to make them aware of that may attract some of them into the industry?
I'll just give you a good example. One is a student that might want to be a chef, you know, because they're a great cook and they enjoy cooking. A lot of times they'll say, well, you know, let me go to a restaurant, let me go to a hotel to be able to be a chef. Well, you know, the transportation industry has chefs. If you look at the train system such as Amtrak, and they have overnight trains and trains that go long distance or short distance, they have chefs or people that are in the food industry on those trains. So, or look at ships. Oh, who wouldn't love to be on cruises, you know? And on a cruise, as you know, or people have taken cruises, you eat all day long. and they eat the finest food. So imagine being a chef on a cruise ship. Most students are not even exposed or even seen a cruise ship. So we want to make sure that students, and look at the salaries they make being a chef on a cruise ship or being a chef on the train. And also, let's look at airplanes. When they're flying people, you know, over internationally, they always prepare meals. So they have chef or people involved with food supporting the preparation of those meals. Imagine those salaries being chefs in the airline industry. But guess what? As a student, most likely in an urban area, I've never even been on a plane. I haven't been to the airport to see a plane or what it's all about. Have I even known that there's an Amtrak? You know, or did I know that, and definitely have I ever seen a cruise ship? Because cruise ships sit out in those big oceans like Miami and places. So it's one, I mean, those same jobs they want or careers that they have exist in transportation, construction, and in technology. You know, graphic artists, all kids love the day to draw, or they like to be on the PC. Everybody likes or needs graphic artists. The other one is social media. Who's not on Facebook? All corporations are now implementing social media positions. You know, every company, Walmart, Nordstrom's, any company has a Facebook page, and they're now hiring social media managers. So the things that are rising new leaders and new our new generations, they love to do, guess what? Corporate America and those industries need those jobs because they don't have jobs to meet the public's needs. So we look forward to being able to expose students to help build the pipeline. So one, when employers are looking for good candidates to fulfill positions, let's take Industry Day. Through Industry Day, NABWIC has established a great working relationship with Lockheed Martin. So most of those members would have access to make contact inside of Lockheed Martin. You know, where before you would try to seek who can I get to. Industry Day, so many Fortune 500 corporations are there. It is a great opportunity to come to a platform or a forum that's informal to build relationships. So again, what my company will assist with, how do we help minority and small businesses participate in the right platforms or programs or venues that can help establish relationships and build connections to gain access to opportunities? Also, small businesses, minority businesses, we always want to be everything to everybody. We need to know what is the niche or the need. Instead of trying to be everything to everybody, focus on the niche and the need. Zoom in on that so that the people come to you for your specialty. And that's what I've been able to understand. What is my specialty so people come to me and I'm the best for my niche to support the need?
Well, Tony, let me do this. I want everyone that's listening in, if you're listening from your browser, go ahead and dial 714-459-3918 if you'd like to join the conversation with Tony Roy this morning. If you're already on the line, if you've already dialed in, if you want to join in, go ahead and press 1 on your keypad, and we will welcome you and open up your line. You know, Tony, as I sit here and listen to what you're sharing, you are so right. And even some things that I didn't really realize, I'm realizing now. You know, I want to just attach myself to a little bit of a point that you made. I live here in Miami, Florida. I've lived here my entire life. I've lived in Miami, not Fort Lauderdale, not West Palm Beach, Miami, Florida. And I was well into my adult life. I'm talking about into my mid-30s before I had ever been on a cruise. And so you're so right. We don't understand, number one, how many people are working on the cruise, how many different industries are involved, how many different gifts and talents are being used. You know, we have no clue. I was also well into my adult life before I had ever been on a plane. And I was I grew up in a middle class type family where we did travel, go to family reunions and go places, but still because there are so many children, had never been on a plane, had never been on a cruise, had never been exposed to those things. So you're so right about our young people, our youth, especially in urban areas, you know, maybe not having the exposure. You know, the world has changed, jobs have changed, and, you know, many of the things that are were necessary in the past are not necessary. Those jobs do not exist anymore, or the number of jobs in those fields don't exist anymore. But now new jobs have opened up because of how the Internet has changed our lives. And so we're super glad about programs like Industry Day to really help bridge the gap, to really help make the connection so that students understand that the opportunities are there and they actually could focus on and go in the direction of the gifts and talents that they already have, the places
really,
they're already interested in. Go for it.
Yeah, I thank you. And, you know, Industry Day is a program held by TransTech Academy, so I would like for people to Google TransTech Academy at Cadozo High, and it's a program that we're looking at replicating in other cities. And just FYI, it is a program that focuses on science, technology, engineering, and math. The students have an opportunity to actually do hands-on development for robotics, for pre-engineering. They build websites, and they look at the components of science. So STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math, all key components in the transportation and construction industry. And just real quick, think about this. How many of us think about being construction and design with boats? As those big cruise ship liners go out, something's always breaking down in Oran. Or something's, the ship needs construction and uses construction, you know. Have we ever thought, as minority and small business owners, to become involved with construction that we do for homes or other places, that it could be done right on the ships? Why not have your team out on this cruise trip supporting the construction needs on the cruise trip? You know, it's, again, we have to think outside the box and look at all industries to get a piece of pie.
Awesome. So, Tony, we do have a caller calling in, and we're going to get right to that caller. But let me just ask you this quick question about Industry Day. So what you're saying is leaders in the construction industry literally come in from across the country. Anybody that's on the line that has a business in the industry, especially in the transportation component of the industry, is welcome to contact, to get on the website and contact and let you know that they are available to come in. How do they actually set that up?
If they would go to NABWIC.org and actually see all the information for Industry Day, for panelists, facilitators, and session monitors are on the website at NABWIC.org and the registration form. So if you are not in Washington or the Washington surrounding areas, but you have colleagues or friends that are in the industry, please pass the word on to say, bring your expertise into the classroom that day. It is a phenomenal day. It is a great day at the lunch hour, where industry leaders are able to network during the lunch hour. So, again, if you go to NABWIC.org, the information, all details, and the registration form will automatically register you right there at that site.
Awesome, and we're looking for anyone in the construction industry or the related fields to reach out. Am I correct?
Transportation, technology, and construction.
Gotcha. Okay, so let's go ahead and open up the line. Welcome to the call. I believe we have, welcome to the show. I believe we have Mrs. Ann McNeil joining the show this morning. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning. Yes, this is Ann McNeil, the master builder, building stronger and better lives. And thank you so very much, Ms. Renetta Tony Roy, for joining us today. This has been a very inspirational and educational call. And can you tell us, Tony, actually, how did Industry Day start? Where did this idea, this concept come from?
As you know, and I mentioned earlier, my role in life and my passion is developing partnerships, because without partnerships, I don't think much can exist. If you look at everything that happens today in your business, in your personal life, in your home, even partnering with your family members, partnerships is a key element. So in working with through Department of Transportation, U.S. Department of Transportation, they really wanted to grow Cardozo High School, not only having a grant, but making sure from the federal government, but also make sure they had partners that could bring knowledge and expertise into the classroom. It's one thing to have a grant, but you know what? Without knowledge and expertise, it really doesn't really meet the needs. It doesn't really develop the whole student. So I developed a partnership consortium with TransPath. I developed a partnership consortium with TransTech, and the partners decided, let's have an industry day where students can see all of us across industries, that there are different professionals across all industries. And the partners consortium said, let's have what we call industry day, so students can see a full perspective. And they can see a panel of people across different industries and ask questions and see how they relate. But you know what? These careers are in all the same industries. But let's put it in front of the students so they can see it and hear it. So we started off with Industry Day with probably about a good 20, 25 people. And then we decided, well, wouldn't it be great if a Fortune 500 company put their label and brand behind it and support it, because they're trying to build their pipeline. But also, wouldn't it be great to partner an organization of owners with Lockheed to really shape Industry Day and bring in all industries, Fortune 500s and business owners. So the second year, we approached NADWIC because they support the construction industry across the country. Lockheed Martin, who's national. So we put together entrepreneurs with Fortune 500s, Corporation Lockheed, to help shape the second Industry Day. And, you know, through that partnership, we grew Industry Day by 100%. We took it from 20 to 25 participants to over 50. So that is the birth of Industry Day, where partners really wanted to bring their expertise into the classroom.
Thank you. Thank you.
Wow, thank you, Anne. You know, that's amazing. Are you saying, Tony, that we're going into the third year of Industry Day now?
We're going into the third year of Industry Day, and it's powerful. The students are excited. We usually have over 200 students participate in Industry Day. Again, we have panels where there's dialogue and student facilitators. It is a very, very busy day. I've never seen such a busy day inside of a building when you have over 50 industry leaders interacting with students and also interacting with colleagues.
Wow. You know, I know that Anne has participated before in Industry Day and has said amazing things about it. And I know that it's something that's very, very amazing for the students, but also amazing for the industry leaders to come in and be able to contribute to those young lives in that way. And that's so rewarding, along with being able to meet with each other and network and so on. So, Tony, we're going to go ahead and wind down. We are so glad that you were a part of the show this morning, that you delivered all the amazing information. I know I learned a lot, and anyone that listens to this show, who's listening now or that listens in the future, they're definitely going to take a lot from what you delivered this morning. And so we definitely thank you for being on the show. And what I'd like to do, if we can just go over really quickly, any industry leaders that are thinking of participating and want to learn more, what they actually need to do, and also anyone that wants to reach out to you, learn more about your business, your expertise, and how they can connect with you, become one of your clients, and become, you know, get involved with what you do, we would like to go ahead and gather that information for all of our listeners. And so first, let's remind everyone how to connect to become a part of Industry Day.
Industry Day, please go to NABWIC, that's NABWIC, NABWIC.org, and the registration form is right online with all the details. And to connect with Partners Achieving Solutions, please call my office directly at 301-324-4861, 301-324-4861, and let me chat with you personally to help support your niche to fit a client's need.
Wow. Thank you so much, Tony. Remember, everyone that's listening, you want to post and repost as this show becomes available as an archived show. Make sure you post it. Make a comment about it. Get the word out. If you have Twitter, you definitely want to tweet and retweet. This is Rachel Moore in Miami, Florida. You're listening to NABWIC Talks. NABWIC, again, the National Association of Black Women in Construction. We are the voice of Black Women in Construction, and we invite you to become a part of our organization and get involved of its national, get involved with its national growth. Again, go by the website, www.nablic.org. Join the email list. Listen in on our future shows at 8:30 every Wednesday morning. That's 8:30 Eastern Standard Time. And definitely go by our Blog Talk radio page. Search NABWIC and take a moment to listen in and on some of our past shows. Even if you got on this show late, you can go there and catch the show from the beginning. And so we're going to go ahead and wind down. We want you beautiful women and everyone listening to go out and have an amazing day. And we definitely want to extend a special, special thanks and lots of appreciation to you, Tony, for being a part of our show today and promoting such an important, important event. And so we thank you for being on.
Thank you for the invitation to you and to NABWIC and to Ann McNeil. It is an honor, but it's definitely a pleasure. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Tony, and have an amazing day.
Don't forget, May 10th, Industry Day in Washington, D.C. at TransTech Academy, Cardozo High. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye. Everybody signing off from Miami, Florida. Miami, Florida. I'll talk to you guys again next week. Bye-bye.